الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله أمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانة إلى أهلها صدق الله العظيم All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the choicest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader, as a Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah ta'ala to make us aware and conscious of them and to give us the opportunity and the tawfiq of rendering gratitude and thanks for all these beautiful blessings. And also we ask and beg Allah not to take away from us, not to snatch away from us any of His blessings because of our own weakness, our own disobedience. There's a beautiful hadith that is recorded in the Muwatta, that is one of the authentic books of hadith of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh. And he says that بَلَغَنِي أَنَّهُ قِيلَ لِلُقْمَانَ الْحَكِيمِ It reached me, I have received this narration, that it was said to Luqman alayhi salam, the wise, that مَا بَلَغَ بِكَ مَا نَرَى That how have you reached this position that we are seeing you upon? Yani al-fadl, this position of excellence, this position of virtue, how come you reach that position? And that is a question that when we hear it, we all are curious to know, because everyone would like to reach a position of virtue. No one would like to be in a position of the opposite of virtue, which is a bad, lowly, scum of the earth position. Nobody would want to be there. And we can also say, how have you reached this position of excellence? We'll just now describe what virtue and excellence Luqman alayhi salam held. We'll discuss it very briefly. And everybody would like to know that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, finally, when He is going to judge our deeds, He is going to judge us on excellence of deeds, the best, not necessarily on the amount of deeds. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا That Allah has put you on the face of this earth to test you, that which one of you acts in the most excellent, in the most virtuous way. And that is going to be the criteria, my respected friends and brothers, for our salvation and for our final consequences in the Akhirah. And that is something that we are supposed to keep in mind. So when we ask, when we listen to this question, the first thing that is established here is that Luqman Hakim, Luqman, the wise, as they say, he had acquired a position of virtue, and not just said by the historians or by the narrators of stories or by whoever else it might be, certified by none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Karim. You know, in the 21st Tuesday is a surah, Surah Luqman, and we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to him. So he replied. He, now, mashallah, you know, if we have to look at the amount of sayings of wisdom that have been attributed to him, they run into the thousands, literally. But for himself, he says, I adopted three qualities. It is because of three qualities that I have acquired this position of virtue, this position of excellence. He was not claiming to be that. He was replying to someone who asked him that. And he says the first one is Sidqul Hadith. I speak the truth. The second one is Adawul Amana. I fulfill the trust. And he says the third thing is this, that Tarku ma la ya'nini. I abandon and leave aside all those things that do not benefit me, have got no meaning and significance in my life. So these are the three things that he has made mention of. And when we look at the life of this man here and his excellence, and we ask ourselves, these three qualities reached him to that and conveyed him to that high position, what is it with me that I can't reach that position? Or is it with me that I can try to reach that position? We can ask ourselves this question, how much, I can tick off, how much of those qualities I have in me, how much am I lacking? And if I have them, to what degree and level do I have them? Because people have good qualities, but sometimes they are lacking to a certain degree in a quality where they need to improve. And that is what we are supposed to take from here in this particular bayan today. That how can I finally be certified as excellent and virtuous by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who certified Luqman alayhi salam in the Quran Kareem by naming a surah after him. And not only that, by quoting his advices. So subhanallah. So my brothers, this is a gift that Allah Ta'ala had granted him, that he could reform people. He could reach to the hearts of the people with his sayings of wisdom. And people, they say wise things. You know, sometimes they quote it from here, they overheard it from there, like how we do. We read it in a book. We don't have all these things like we mentioned in our bayan, in our talk last week for the senior citizens. That the wisdom that the older people have, the elder people, not the older people, because even 5-year-old child say I'm old, elder people have, is on account of them having seen life and gone through the mill of life as such. So what they can tell us, a person who has read so many books and who is much younger will not be able to say. So we find that this is a gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him on account of certain qualities and attributes, which we just made mention of here now. And we are supposed to ask ourselves, how many of those qualities I have. And it is said that people used to come from far and wide. They used to travel on horse and on mule and on donkey and on foot from different parts of the world to be in his company. And according to the historical narrations, it is mentioned that Luqman alayhi salam was an inhabitant and a person that lived in Africa. And he is described as a person with the features of African people, what we normally know it to be. So it is said that that is who he was and what is his position. That's why when Allah gives somebody position and excellence, Allah Ta'ala does not look at the color of a person. Allah does not look at the qualifications of the person. Allah Ta'ala does not look at the possessions and the belongings of the person or the position that he holds, nothing. Allah Ta'ala looks at the qualities that the person has in him. Good, upright, pure, straightforward, virtuous qualities. And that is what makes a person virtuous and excellent. And if a person wants to look like he's virtuous, and he wants to hold position and pedestals, and he thinks he owns a lot of things, therefore he's in a position, that might be in his own wild imagination, in his own world. Even people will know him for what he is. You can't get away. You can't fool all the people all the time, as we say. So Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam was this person, and here he gave the answer. Very briefly, my respected friends and brothers, there is great lesson for us in these things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him this. He says that the first thing I do is I speak the truth. No matter to who I speak, no matter where I speak, whether I'm in the house, whether I'm outside, whether I'm speaking to a public or whether I'm speaking to the individual, whether it is going to cost me, whether it's going to harm me, whether it's going to benefit me or not, these are not the things that I keep in mind. I speak the truth. And this aspect of speaking the truth is one of the greatest qualities of one of the greatest affirmations of a person's iman. A person of iman, my respected friends and brothers, will never lie. A person of iman will just, because he's got so strong iman, iman is linked to truth. Iman is linked to the pure oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no lie about iman. So if a person has got the quality of true and pure iman, he just won't lie. He won't know how to lie. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked in the same regard, and we must take this very seriously. He says that, قِيلَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَيَكُونَ مُؤْمِنًا جَبَّانًا. Was asked, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, that is it possible for a believer to be a coward, you know, run away from the battlefield, not stand up for your principles, run around like a squirrel, like a mouse, be afraid like a rabbit, non-courageous? He says, yes, a believer can be that. It's possible. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, ayakuna mu'minan bakhila, can a believer be stingy, said, yes, a believer can be stingy. And for various reasons, he can be stingy, and it can be seen also how he can be stingy. Right. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked that ayakuna mu'minan kadhiba, that can a believer be a liar? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, a believer, he cannot be a liar. He can never be a liar, because iman and lying, iman and falsehood cannot be together. They are two different things. So there's a very serious message being given to us in this hadith, that if we have the tendency to lie, and if we have got the habit of lying, and if we know the smart art of lying, then there is a major deficiency in our iman. So we can get away with it here. We can twist and turn. We can do whatever we want to. But by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are already certified as something else. It said a believer goes on lying, or a person goes on lying until such a time he is recorded in the books of Allah ta'ala, and by Allah ta'ala, in the records of Allah, as a liar. So that is frightening. So we have to ask ourselves, how am I already recorded by Allah ta'ala? Like a person, the hadith says that he can go on speaking the truth, and then he is recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be from among the truthful people. So my respected friends and brothers, this is something we need to take. And alhamdulillah, we have such people who, when they speak about truth, they speak with such passion. They say one thing when it comes to the truth. We hate lying, and we hate when somebody lies to us. We will always speak the truth. And it's nice to hear people speak like that. That is an indication, actually, of that person's iman. It makes us happy that we must check our own selves up, that how we can, you know, improve ourselves. So lying, obviously, in this day and age is just one of those things. It has been taken for granted. People lie openly. In fact, lying has been fine-tuned to an art. It has been fine-tuned to a profession. People, when they want to save other people's skins and backs, when they are in trouble, then they will lie in the court or wherever it might be. And they will look for technicalities in the legal system and loopholes. And they will befuddle, for example, the judge and whoever else it might be there. And they will lie their way through so smartly that, alhamdulillah, they say that is a very, very good legal person, because he lies so well. But what is in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala? That's what we have to ask ourselves. People get into problems, they get into serious acts of crime. They're looking for the best legal person who can take them out. They say, that one, you must go to him. He knows, he took those other guys out. They were involved in backdoor, and they were involved in this. He just got them sorted out. Go to him. He's a good person. Why? Because a very good liar. Yes, if a person is innocent and then somebody helps him out through the legal system, the man-made legal system, and he saves him, then without lying, then alhamdulillah, that's a virtuous person. So it is actually reduced, like we say, it has been fine-tuned. Lying has been fine-tuned to an art, to a profession, to entertainment. You find people standing on stages and wherever it might be, telling stories and making people laugh, lying all the time, just lying. Comedians, whoever they might be. And in the process, they are making other people laugh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, woe to that person who lies just in order to make other people laugh. Waylun lahu, waylun lahu. Another waylun lahu means punishment, and woe be to such a person. So my respected friends and brothers, we have to always check our own selves and see that when we are faced with situations, many times, you know, in different places, we have to fill in forms. Many times we have to make statements. Many times we are put in a corner. Then at that time, what kind of iman guides us to answer and respond? The response that we give is an indication of our iman, or our nifaq. Nifaq is the opposite of iman. Hypocrisy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must save us from that kind of a situation. There's one sahabi, I think, Abdullah ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala, and he said, when I was a little boy, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited us once, and my mother called for me, and she said, come here, O Abdullah, I want to give you something. I know sometimes children are but not obedient, and you want to get them in the house. Come here, I will give you a sweet, or come here, I'm going to give you a whatever. We're going to give them a chocolate, or whatever we're going to give them. Sometimes we bribe them, or we tempt them with something. If they do that, we're going to give them that, we're going to buy them that. Watch out. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he asked Abdullah ibn Amr, he asked my mother, were you really going to give him something when you are saying that, come here, I want to give you? So she replied, yes, I want to give him a date. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you did not give it, it was not your intention, then you would have been recorded as a liar. See how serious it is. So all these, and then this also you must remember, if we do it regularly, the children pick up this, and then they become also, they say, it's okay, man, I didn't get it last time. My mother lied, or my father lied, whoever lied. And, you know, it's okay to lie. And then we find this habit is now inherited as a legacy from the parents, that it's okay to lie. We had one place when we were small. People used to call it people's house, the shooting range. Because everybody in the house used to lie. You see the shooting range. Everyone thrilling everybody about everything, about the best of everything, and everybody should just watch them. So they earned for themselves a title, the shooting range, many years ago. Because they're shooting all the time, left, right, and center. The second thing is that Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam says that I have adopted is ada'ul amana, that is fulfilling of trust. And this is a very vast field, this, and a very vast topic, fulfilling of trust. When we speak of fulfilling of trust, normally it is, you know, somebody left something with me, and when he comes and fetch it, I must give it back to him in the order or in the same condition that he left it with me. That is one, alhamdulillah, you don't misappropriate anything. It also is normally referred to when somebody says something to me in confidence, leaves me with a secret or tells something to me, I keep it as an amana. But it's much more than that. The fact that Allah has given us a life, the fact that Allah Ta'ala has given us children, He has given us wealth, He has given us so many things. How we fulfill our obligations to those things is also an amana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask us about it in the day of Qiyamah. And when it comes to interacting with people, that's also an amana. You know, how we treat our wives, how we treat our children, how we treat the men in the street, how we treat the youngsters and the old, and all of that safeguarding of a trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on you, safeguarding of rights. So it's not only that. If I am given a position in a company and I am entrusted with certain things, I have to make sure that I carry out and discharge my obligations in a correct manner. It's very good to be holding a position, but I act in a manner that is dishonest. I act in a manner that is going to be against whatever I am being doing. And I act in a manner where I am lying in whatever I am doing. Then all that is basically not discharging in amana. We will conclude. There's one story mentioned, and we know it, with regard to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam being instructed by Allah Ta'ala to fulfill the amana. And that was on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah when he entered the Kaaba. And the keys of the Kaaba was kept by the keeper of the keys, and it was the people of the Shaybi family. And subhanAllah, till now it is still in that family. Just about 2 weeks ago we heard that the one keeper had passed away in that family, and now the official handing over of the key to the next family member, the ceremony, official ceremony took place, and he was given the key. And that key has been in this family since that time, even before Islam. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, he asked for the key from Uthman bin Talha. He gave the key. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out from the Kaaba, at that time Allah Ta'ala told him and revealed this verse, Inna Allah ya'murukum an tu'addul amanati ila ahliha. That verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands that you fulfill your trust towards the people. So this key has to be given back. And alhamdulillah, it is still in that family. So my respected friends and brothers, each one has to know that his iman is linked to his trustworthiness. Just like iman is linked to truthfulness, iman is linked to trustworthiness as well. La imana liman la amanata lah. That man got no iman who has got no trustworthiness in him. So whether it is us as people in the school, in the madrasas, in the teaching, wherever we are, when those children are in front of us, it is the greatest gift and the greatest amanat. Parents have entrusted us too with these children. How we go about ensuring that they get the full benefit of being there. And in every other way, whatever is expected of us by those who have put us there, we have to be so careful, my respected friends and brothers. I'm saying this because we are in that field, but everyone else in whichever field he is, he needs to know that his iman is linked to trustworthiness. And finally, Luqman Hakim, rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned the third thing. And what he mentioned, that I stay away from those things that have got no significance, no meaning to me, things that do not concern me. This is a term in Arabic, it's called la ya'ni. That means things that are futile, insignificant. Allah has given us this life, my brothers. It's a very short life. It's a very valuable and a precious gift and a capital that Allah has given us. The other day on the first Friday after when Muharram started, we spoke about how important this life is, how many years have passed, how many years are still going to come, we don't know. But how deceptively long this life is. Deceptively long meaning we think it is very, very long. People are deceived by the fact they think that it's a very long life we have in front of us. It's a very short life. Now that being the case, a person has to know whether he's obeying Allah or whether he's disobeying Allah. His life is passing. It's going away. So he needs to know how he must ensure that this life is made precious, given value, so that he presents himself with excellence and with virtuosity in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll find, you know, people make it the mission of their life to waste it away in unnecessary, futile activities, whether it's on sport or whether it's on entertainment, or whatever else it might be. When it comes to recreation and rejuvenating us ourselves, the Sharia gives us permissibility up to a certain level. This can be done and that can be done. People must not waste away their lives doing unnecessary and futile things as though they're going to live forever. You know this term, you get what? A passing of life, a passing time, and killing time, and being bored. They are all things that a believer is not supposed to actually have. So my respected friends and brothers, when it comes to this aspect, then we must be very conscious that how am I going to add value to my life and make myself virtuous by doing that what is significant. Another thing of layani is this, that a person is, minds other people's business. Somebody did like that, and somebody did like that, and somebody is doing this. Why? How does it affect you? And today, the avenues and the doors are open very widely for people to make a meal of other people's evils or whatever, or problems or whatever it might be. Anywhere in the media, in the news, anywhere we're walking, there is just this thing. There's enough to talk about, enough to make, you know, ghibat about, enough to mind other people's business. But where is that taking us to? How is that adding a value to our life? So forget about it. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect my akhirat. It doesn't affect my relationship with Allah Ta'ala. I got nothing to do with it. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, we conclude on this hadith, that when the people are going to be placed in the akhirah, whether they are jannatis or jahannamis, whether they are believers or whether they are good deeds or bad deeds, all are going to have regret. So the sahaba asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why must there be regret? He says, those who acted with piety, who did good deeds, they're going to have this regret. Why did we not increase? Allah yakuna izdada. Why did we not increase our actions? We could have done better. Many times we find, you know, the child comes with a report, and I've heard them many times. I say, how did you do? They say, ish, I could have done better. I know I could have done better. It's a bit late. You could have done better. Now, there on the akhirah, this hasrat, this regret is going to be with the person. I wish I could have done better. And the one who had done evil deeds, he's going to obviously have regret that why did I not stay away and withdraw and retract from all these evil ways and these evil deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding and the opportunity of reforming ourselves and checking ourselves up in terms of these qualities so that we make ourselves excellent in the records of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.